Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about Jalen Ramsey, the corner with the Dolphins, who apparently is potentially up to be traded by Miami. And we wondered if the Commanders should take a look. It's our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside. 76% are voting no. You can vote at Junks Radio on that. I saw this story yesterday, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So Apple, always coming up with new iPhones, right?
Sure.
And Apple. The iPhone price has gone up and up. But apparently, they are working on an iPhone Fold.
Okay.
I believe Samsung has a Galaxy, which folds. But this iPhone is purported to go for, now has it come out? This is not official.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Drum roll.
Rumored to be $2,000 to get an iPhone Fold.
$2,000. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I've never seen a foldable phone in the wild. I know that they've been talked about and they're available.
Have you ever...
You've seen a foldable phone?
Oh, of course.
How much is too much for a phone, though?
That is.
You get a used car for $2,000.
They just work it into your plan, and they stretch it out over a bunch of months. You don't even think about it. That's the way I look at it. $2,000
is absurd.
Mm. I'm with you.
You're never paying that full VIG for the full $2,000.
Now, the article says...
No one's paying it up front, but yeah, you're right.
The article says the Samsung Galaxy 2 Fold 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Already goes for $18.99.
I'd say Dina's cousin has one. He always has the gadgets, and you know, every Thanksgiving, and it's amazing. I mean, the thing is twice the size, and he rides a Subway.
So it's not. See, I was thinking that you would take the normal iPhone and make it half the size, which would, you know, fit your front pocket easier.
Well, it does. I mean, I don't know. It's like a normal size.
It can turn into basically an iPad mini or something like that.
Yeah, you're on the Subway every morning, and you can watch movies or, you know.
Read off of.
Yeah.
Web.
It actually made me want one.
How much is too much for a phone? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'm sorry. $2,000. See, my wife, she has the iPhone. I have the iPhone. She always wants the newest model, but she's always complaining she's behind. Oh, I'm like too behind. Does it work?
Yeah,
but that's better pictures.
So we always have the
better
deal.
This.
For 20 years, we had a deal with AT&T.
What a great deal.
Amazing deal. Yeah. All right. And so they
please
always
come
would
back.
It was the best deal in America.
They always just give us phones. We would have the same phone for years. We never did like the.
But we didn't have a
every
bill.
Every 6 months. Right.
We went 20 years without a bill.
They have a phone bill for 20
greatest
years.
Greatest scam
but,
ever.
So I never got into the mode of, oh, I got to get the new one, or I paid this one off, and so I'm due for my upgrade, which my kids are all in that cycle.
Yeah,
believe me,
it.
My wife and kids are all in the cycle. Oh, I'm due for my upgrade. You know, I finally paid for it. Now I can get my new one. So they do all that. But like Cake says, you are paying for it. just, you know, it's taking you 3 years to pay it off or whatever. So I don't know what the correct date, but for me, so since I've had, I've been buying used numbers and I would just put my SIM card in because I had free service for 20 years. So I'm used to buying phones that are like four models behind.
I remember those surgeries with the old SIM cards to put them in the new.
As the SIM cards are getting smaller.
I felt like a brain surgeon.
I had to have you guys do it for me. My finger's too big and
cutting
fat.
The card down.
But so I never got into that mode of, I'm due for my upgrade, which is like the Apple like cult thing that happens.
Yeah, so Apple, 56% of their revenue is from iPhone accounts.
Right.
Apple.
I'm probably a couple behind. I don't really care. As long as it
you
works.
You always have a teeny one.
Yeah, that's what.
Like I got iPhone 2.
If I wanted to fold, I didn't want a big one that's going to fold.
What are they up to? What number are they up
who
to?
Who knows? I have
like
no
15
idea.
15 or something? What are they up
16.
To? 16. 16 now is the big one?
That's the big sale.
Is that the one that's $2,000?
No,
no. The one 17. That's $2,000 is the one that folds.
Oh, it's the
what? It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't come out yet. They're probably still perfecting it.
It's a knockoff of the Samsung.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Be Apple's version of the Fold.
Yeah. It is impressive. But again, I'm waiting.
But it's all
for it
impressive if you really think about it. Especially if you really think about how we grew up with phones on a wall.
Yeah. No, I know. But it, like, I just like having that bigger screen.
You know what? I fold enough at MGM National Harbor. I don't need to fold it, have it in my pocket.
Well, and then I know none of us care about the smart glasses.
No, don't.
But Apple and Meta are obsessed with smart Apple glasses and vision wear. And Tim Cook, who runs Apple,
Cookie.
There's an article about him.
Doesn't they keep trying to do this every 10 years?
He cares about nothing else product-wise. Apple. This is the headline.
Yeah.
Than beating Mark Zuckerberg to a pair of truly smart glasses.
So you can wear glasses that have a little computer, a little screen in the
this
corner
is Matt Valdez
or something.
Glasses.
I don't know. It just seems like too much.
I guess
well,
I'll
also
try
it's
them,
the it's
I don't
it's also
like
those headsets,
them.
Right?
Well, the headsets I think are so annoying. I think they're embarrassing.
Oh, well, Jaden likes them.
Hey, for football,
help him be a better quarterback.
I like it.
Help him be a better QB.
No, but I see people like, you know, I don't know. They just do like they do. They seem like they're doing like chores around the house.
Wait,
or whatever.
When Jaden
like,
puts on his headset, is his mom in the is his mom right there in the VR with him? She probably is.
I don't
know. Probably right there in his virtual in the meta world.
Probably
too.
Metaverse. Can't get rid of her even there.
I don't know. I see people wear them just like doing odds and ends things. Like online, I'll see it, you know.
The glasses or the headset?
No, that you're talking about like the VR stuff. Like I don't even know what that is. I see guys like casinos.
My buddy Eric had one of them when it first came out. He gets all the gadgets, and it, you know, whatever. He was like, "Look, you can sit in an arena and you'd see," you know, which I guess is what Jaden.
Listen, yes,
used it for.
Sure,
part of we have. I can't remember. We had the guy who was a consultant under Brian Kelly on the show.
Yeah,
who was a GM in the league, and he talked about running into Jaden at like 5 a.m. and he was already ready. He's like, I've never been to that football stadium. And now I know every nook and cranny of that football stadium.
Right. He knows where all the scoreboards are, where time clocks are, you know, everything. Play clock, you know, knows where the locker room is.
But I'm sorry, going back to the phone, $2,000, even if it's split over 18 months,
sure,
that seems outrageous.
But
yeah,
they get
too much.
They get you.
I mean, it's going to sell.
They'll do it over 36 months. What's $2,000 over 36 months?
If my daughters,
that's probably easy. I don't know.
If my daughters want that stupid $2,000 phone, they're paying for it.
That's going to come out of their pocket.
Yeah, but no one really pays $2,000 up front.
So it'll be on their monthly bill. They're paying for it.
So you'll say you have to pay me the $18 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a $2,000 phone for them. In fact, my older daughter should already be paying for a phone. She's got
you're
a full-time
working hard
salary.
To put food on
what am I doing?
You cut her off.
I don't
cut
know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Are you doing?
I
mean, it's like $85 a month.
Adds up.
I don't know. Drab had one until he was about 40.
Family plan.
He had the family plan.
Aren't you paying her property tax, too, for the car?
100%. Stupid.
It's
her bank account must be swole.
It's getting up there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because she's one? She's not living with you.
No, she lives in Arlington.
Yeah.
I mean, she pays her rent. She pays all her utilities. She pays for her car payment. I pay for the insurance
right.
and the personal property
that's
tax.
That's kind of
fine. She pays for her credit card. So she probably pays like half her bills, yeah. Maybe 70% of her bills. But she should definitely be paying for a phone.
Don't you have that conversation with her today?
I think I might.
Put it on your to-do list.
I mean, she's making enough money
does
where she can
pay for her own gas, or does she use your credit card?
Well, yeah, but she pays for the credit card.
Okay. All
right. So, yes, she pays for her own gas.
All right.
You're not like buying her groceries.
No, she pays for that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the tension. He's banging his pen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about it.
Did she learn from the greatest? Like, does she go into work and, like, hoard items and bring them home so she saves money? Because a guy that I know might walk into a local hotel and grab a bunch of
towels,
energy bars,
white towels,
energy bars, and fruit. And whatever.
Are you still doing that? Are you still getting like their power bars?
Yeah, I went in there today, but the girl said, no, you can't. We're not open yet.
Oh, really?
I was a little bit bitter.
She gave you the dikembe? Oh, that's not great.
The finger wag. But sometimes, depends on who's working up there, they'll hook me. But this one girl,
she doesn't like when I come in before
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But if you come in, you can't come in after because you're supposed to be here.
Yeah, I mean, usually go in about 5:40.
Is she watching for you like a hawk? She sees you coming up the steps. She's like,
I mean, she's said no before.
She's like, I'm going to swat this
dude
away.
Does she think you're just like a local vulture?
I don't know what she thinks.
Yeah.
No, she probably just
thinks you live in the hotel.
She probably thinks I'm just staying at the hotel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen her that much. I haven't seen her that much.
Jason was late for a segment. Maybe he went during that segment and walked to Homewood to get your three bars.
He likes to go for walks.
Oh, yeah. No, I like to get the free Nutri-Grain bars.
I don't blame you. Free is
I don't get real
good.
Hungry until about 11.
Yeah.
But at 8:20/8 to 8:45, starts to hit me a little bit.
I understand.
So I got to eat the banana.
Yeah.
I've got some Thin Mints here, some Girl Scout cookies.
Are you still on your heater where you have not paid for one item at the market?
Never. Have not.
That is wrong. You know what? That's more impressive than Cal Ripken streak, in my opinion.
You guys probably daily are paying for that.
Not daily, but I mean, like yesterday I bought a bag of pretzels, like $1.50. Sometimes I'll buy a soda and a snack. That's $4. It adds up.
But more important things, my daughter's starting. She's going to pay for herself.
Very good.
Starting next month.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little mock draft. We're 8 days away from the NFL draft. What are the Commanders going to do? We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.